This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the King of Jordan, King Abdullah II, today and conveyed India's deep concern at the evolving situation in the region. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for peace, security and the well-being of the people of Jordan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he thanked the King for taking care of the Indian community in Jordan in this difficult hour. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias continue to strike U.S. assets across the Gulf region, including in United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain, after the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and top Iranian officials. On the other hand, Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. During a Pentagon press briefing today, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declared that America's mission is to destroy Iran's missiles, navy, and deny Tehran nuclear weapons. Amid the ongoing situation in the West Asia, 357 flights planned for operation today were cancelled. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that the situation in the region is being closely monitored to facilitate relief for passengers. It added that the passenger grievances are being monitored through the Passenger Assistance Control Room, ensuring prompt redressal on priority. For further assistance, passengers may contact the Ministry's PACR helpline numbers at 011-2460-4283 or 011-2463-2987. India and Canada today exchanged three agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern. He said India supports the resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy.
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
Indian Railways has ensured that passengers across the country can travel home for the Holi festival with ease and comfort through meticulous planning and coordinated execution across all railway zones. Northern Railway has made elaborate arrangements at major stations in Delhi area, particularly for passengers travelling to the eastern parts of the country to celebrate Holi. In the last 5 days, around 14 lakh passengers have travelled from Delhi area. Based on continuous monitoring of passenger rush at major stations, 22 special trains are also planned to run tomorrow. Northern Railway officials are continuously monitoring the crowd situation at major stations in Delhi area to ensure smooth and safe travel for passengers. South Central Railway has put in place extensive arrangements to effectively manage heavy passenger rush. And that is the end of this news bulletin.